We've been hearing for months now about the crackdown in Myanmar against the Rohingya people. The Rohingya are a Muslim minority in this Buddhist majority country, and they've been the target of brutal attacks by Myanmar's security forces. Nearly a half million people have fled across the border into neighboring Bangladesh and telling stories of murder, arson, and mass rape. Myanmar's leaders say their military campaign is a response to a Rohingya rebellion. The UN calls the Myanmar security operation ethnic cleansing. Today we have a story of two Rohingya refugees who just arrived here in Boston this week. Here's my WGBH colleague, Gabriella Emanuel.
Less than 12 hours after landing at Logan Airport, Mohammed Anwar and Hussein Mohammed are sitting on folding chairs in their Dorchester apartment. It's undecorated and sparsely furnished. Across the well-worn table is their caseworker, Rahmatullah Akka. He's just pulled out his cell phone.
Hello?
Hey, I'm ready.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, so we might need your help with translation today. I put it in loudspeakers. They're listening.
There's a problem. The translator speaks the wrong language, Burmese, not Rohingya. But luckily, Akka is himself a refugee, having arrived 2 years ago from Afghanistan. And he happens to speak Urdu.
Do you speak Urdu? Can I speak with you in Urdu?
Urdu seems to work. So they get started.
May aapka caseworker hu?
Akka explains everything in the third-floor apartment these two men share with four other refugees, all Muslim men. They pause at the front entrance. Akka shows them how to unlock the door to their new home. It's been a long journey to get here. It started in Myanmar, where the two men lived in distant villages. For decades, the Rohingya have been denied citizenship and basic rights in Myanmar. And Mohammed says at times violence consumed his village.
2012, 2015, 2017.
In those years, Mohammed says Myanmar's military attacked them, indiscriminately killing community members. He particularly remembers seeing people, even children, thrown alive into fires. Both Anwar and Mohammed fled by boat in 2015 without their families. When the men eventually reached Indonesia, they shared a room in a refugee camp for a few years.
It's a terrible, terrible world tragedy right now.
Jeff Thielman is the CEO of the International Institute of New England, the group resettling Anwar and Mohammed.
What's going on in Myanmar right now is just like Rwanda. It's practically a genocide. That is what is happening right now, and we should do something about it as a country.
Several European countries and a UN official have called the situation ethnic cleansing. But on his brief five-hour visit to Myanmar, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wouldn't go that far.
Whether it meets all the criteria for ethnic cleansing, I think we continue to evaluate that ourselves.
Tillerson called for an independent investigation. But Nazda Alam of Weston, Massachusetts, isn't waiting for that investigation.
Feel like it is our human consciousness and responsibility to help.
Alam has been in the U.S. for more than three decades. She's originally from Bangladesh, which is hosting hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees. Alam worries the international outcry has been muted because of their religion.
A lot of time you will see the headline, Rohingya Muslim, Rohingya Muslim. But we don't want to see that. This is a human rights issue. It's not Muslim issue.
Alam has teamed up with others to send doctors and supplies to the refugee camps. She's also focused on political action, pushing federal legislation that would, among other things, impose sanctions on certain officials in Myanmar and limit the U.S. from military cooperation with the country's army. As for Mohammed Anwar and Hussein Mohammed, they're busy with the logistics of starting their lives in America, buying cell phones, signing up for emergency food assistance. And they're already thinking about the future, the possibility of one day bringing their families over and getting citizenship, something they were denied in Myanmar. For the World, Gabriella Emanuel, Boston.